In a small city where the writer lived, there is a college, or locus of wisdom, on the eastern edge of town, and on the western edge, an abandoned cemetery. How masonically appropriate this is, that we should find wisdom or light's new birth in the east, and that death, sunset, and oblivion should be in the west. The college is alive and growing under the care of an excellent mason, but the old cemetery, as a symbol of mortality, is neglected, forgotten. Yes, fairly overcome. But just to the east of the college, or rather just to the northeast, as if it were the House of Dawn, there was a spacious lawn belonging to a mason whose initials are P.A.N. Now this man, P.A.N., the wealthiest man in the vicinity, takes a particular delight each Easter day in inviting the children of the town to hunt out and roll the various colored Easter eggs that are placed in hiding upon this broad, sloping Elysian field. One could almost think the golden age of the Greeks was once more upon us. Masons might well ask themselves, is there an appropriate symbolization in this egg-rolling frolic to the east of the seat of wisdom, some spiritual quality or degree of righteousness attainable for man which transcends the light of wisdom itself? Is there any significance in the behavior of innocent little children joyously disporting themselves with brightly decorated eggs, which latter in themselves are symbols of a promise of a new life, seemingly a life that shall be gloriously illuminated in the variegated tints of dawn? Before answering our own question, let us give consideration to the most common analogy that mankind observes between himself and the cardinal positions of East and West. From the oldest records that we can trace of ancient philosophies and cultures, and from the information that missionaries and ethnographers have gathered with respect to the more general attitudes of mankind toward the phenomena of sunset and sunrise, we discover that, by far, the major number of tribesmen and nations of this earth have looked upon the setting of the sun in the west as symbolical of the descent of the soul of man into the underworld at death. It would appear that the soul or spirit of man is vaguely thought of as being analogous to a luminous something, a sort of glory that is swallowed up in darkness at death by the powers of the netherworld. With this view, none too well defined or rationalized upon in the background of his mind, man has frequently been led, half instinctively, to bury his dead to the west side of his sacred village or hamlet, taking care that the feet should be placed to the east or to sunrise. This custom, however, is by no means absolutely universal. Accompanying this concept of man's having a soul analogous to the bright sun that sinks unto its death at evening in the west, there has nearly always been the contrasting or reciprocal notion that even as the sun is seen to arise from death in youth and glory in the rosy east, cleansed from the taints of the underworld by being washed in the baptismal waters of the bright eastern seas, so shall the soul of man arise ultimately from the grave in radiance and perfection. And the day of resurrection arrives when the great god Pan shall call the soul out from the underworld of material life and shall cause it to roll around to the east, where the age-old promise of a new birth shall be fulfilled in the glorious illumination of innocent, sex-unconscious spiritual wisdom. Seemingly, York Rite Masonry is attempting to teach just such a doctrine of rebirth into the very realms of God, when we have gone through the lessons that must be learned in the underworld of death and materially directed efforts, until at length, by passing through the zone of wisdom or crossing the college campus, we reach the Elysian lawns, where we are to disport ourselves in searching out the hidden egg of rebirth that shall become our very, very own when discovered. Let us pursue an inquiry into the meaning of our rituals. The first three degrees of Freemasonry we may call the illiterate degrees, or degrees of unenlightenment. We may say of them, to bring out our analogy, that they are the western, sunset, or graveyard degrees, because of the blindfolding of the candidate and the plunging of the lodge into darkness in the third degree. When we say they are the illiterate degrees, we mean that the rites do not assume that the candidate is able to read and write, as the rites in the chapter do.